Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
This is my first gig as one of the liturgists here starting today, and I thank you for attending church with us here today. I have a few announcements to go over with you. First is we're having a prayer team meeting next Sunday to discuss a prayer walk that we want to do in the community. If you are interested in joining us, please see a member of the prayer team. And also, this is our month, November, to collect diapers and wipes for Minnow, and that is Mothers in Need of Others in the inner city in Rochester. So we are collecting diapers and wipes. Do we have more announcements?
I am Bobby Luer, getting the scripture readers for the next year this month. We'll be working on that. I will assume that all you who have been reading scripture are still willing to do so. If you do not want to, you may let me know. And we certainly would like others to join us in reading scriptures each week. But I do thank all of you who have done it.
I'm here to talk to you about our recent chicken and biscuit dinner. First of all, Nancy's going to share how we did.
In 2017, we served 440 people. In 2018, we served 440 people. And rumor has it that Sally Thompson put us over the edge for 441. Thank you, Sally. We did serve 175 in the dining room and 266 in the takeout room. And we thank every person that's ever helped us in the past and the future. Thank you so much to everybody.
I tried to remember all the way back from last Tuesday, you know how that goes, all the different kinds of desserts that everybody made and donated, and there were over 30 varieties of cookies and cakes and pies, even without Mary's gazillion lemon meringue pies. I think everybody was pretty happy, and we thank you all for your sweet, sweet work for the pie room.
And finally, we used up a lot of the applesauce. We need more applesauce for our fish dinners. We're going to have another session this coming Friday where we'll gather at 9:30 in the kitchen and make some more applesauce. So the committee thanks you for everything.
Thank you. Yep.
And if some of the men would join downstairs in front of the church to help us move the sign back, that would be very helpful.
Okay, now our time of centering with Mark.
Thank you.
our call to worship. Please stand if you are comfortable doing so. We gather here to wonder at the mystery that gave us birth.
Divine courage for life's journey.
And to listen for the wisdom that guides us in the quietness of this moment.
So let us celebrate the richness and diversity of life in the presence of God.
Please pray together.
God of all creation, you make all things new. You renew us in hope that the world will change, that things will turn around, that all will turn to you. In times of despair, lift us up. In times of darkness, shine your light. When we can't see our next steps, give us courage to keep going. Gentle guide, you are always beside us. You have come before us. You go ahead of us. You have prepared a way for us. Help us to trust in you. In the name of Christ, our companion, we pray. Amen.
Reading today out of the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 12 through 17. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I am making between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all successive generations. I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. It shall come about when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and never again shall the water become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the cloud, then I will look upon it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord.
As I was looking for music to purchase, this one came up. A very beautiful anthem that was purchased in memory of Doris Blakely, and I just thought it was perfect to honor her. It's called "What Does the Lord Require?" And as we sing, you'll hear the text: to do justice and mercy and walk humbly with our God. And I thought that this fit Doris perfectly because she was so humble in everything that she did, and she did so much for this church, but she never wanted recognition for that. She just went along her way, and she knew what her relationship with God was and what she was doing. So we honor Doris this morning as we sing this very beautiful anthem.
What does So I need your help, team. We got to make some soup this morning. Stone soup. I need 5 ingredients. So I need 5 people that is going to grab a Bible, and I'm going to give you what your ingredient is, and you're going to stand up really loud and tell me what your ingredient is when it's time. Your ingredient is, for this stone soup, Acts 4:11. You are 1 Peter 2 and 5. Third, Psalms 61 and 2. Matthew 7, 24, 27. And Matthew 16, 18. Got it? We got all the ingredients? All right, so. How many of you have heard the story of stone soup? For those of you who haven't, here it is. There exists a tale handed down from times long ago of 2 travelers on a pilgrimage. Hungry and tired from a long day journey, they come to a small, impoverished village where they decide to rest by the side of the road. One of the travelers built a small fire upon which he places a large pot, while the other, having drawn water from the town well, fills the pots and places it into a well, a simple stone. As the 2 men sit by the fire, bringing their stone soup to boil, the local villagers become inquisitive of the curious antics of these strangers. Eventually, several townsfolk decide to investigate the matter and approach the 2 travelers to engage in their conversation. Shortly thereafter, there is heard the sound of merriment as the visitors, who turn out to be quite friendly, share their tales of the lands and the people they have met throughout their journey and pilgrimage with local villagers. Finally, a young boy asks the travelers, "But why, pray thee, are you boiling a stone?" One of the pilgrims replies, "So we may eat stone soup." "It must be terribly bland," says an old woman, "but I have cabbage, which will add some flavor." "And I have some carrots, which will add color," says another villager. "Some potato," offers another, until shortly, by the contribution of a little by many, a hearty stew is made, upon which the entire village and the weary pilgrims dined. And while doing so, they shared their tales, their talents, and camaraderie throughout the night. The very next day, the travelers, who by now could be called strangers no more, continued their journey, leaving the little town and its people behind. But the villagers never forgot them and the lesson they had learned. In fact, during the hardest of times, in such a time as this tale, the little village thrived because town folks never forgot how to make stone soup. So this morning, we're going to make stone soup. Okay, so who's my first rock? The ingredient we're going to make this soup. Where's my first rock?
"So I will build, I will call you Peter, which means a rock. On this rock I will build my church, and death itself will not have any power over it."
Okay, so this is Jesus talking to Peter when they asked the disciples, so who do men say I am? And it was like, some says Elijah, some says a prophet, some says, he says, so who do you say I am? And Peter says, thou art the rock, the son of the living God, thou art Christ. And then Jesus calls him the rock. And he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So upon this rock, this soup that we're making today, it started with a song. A stone. It started with Jesus Christ. That's how the church started. The rock of Jesus Christ. And he said, upon this rock, not Peter. Some people, it wasn't Peter. Some people say, some theologians, I believe like the theologians who believe it was that word, that nugget that Peter had that said, thou art the Christ. And the church is built on who? Christ. All right. Second ingredient. Matthew 7:24 said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So in this soup that we're making here at Avon, our foundation is the rock of Jesus Christ. When we go through thorns and trials and tribulation, we hold on to the rock. That's our foundation. All right, rock number three.
But my heart is faint. Lead thou me to the rock that is higher than I.
Psalm 61:2. Okay. For all the ends of the earth, I call you, and when your heart is faint, look to the one, the rock that is higher than I. Look to Jesus Christ when your heart is overwhelmed and you're anxious and you're feeling sorrow and you've lost and you're struggling and you feel defeated and your kids aren't acting right, or your grandkids or your coworkers or the people in your community, or you're not acting right or we're not acting right. Look to the rock that is higher than we are. All right. Okay. Here we go. Round four.
Stones and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ.
Okay, so first it's Jesus and then it's us. We are living stones. We are built into a spiritual house. And this is a building that is not overnight. This is a process that's going to exist until either Jesus comes back for us or until we pass away here on earth. But we are going to constantly be in the building mode. But we are living stones. So when we go out there, we exemplify the what? The rock. And that's our foundation. So everything that Jesus is, we should be too. And it's not overnight. That's why it's like we're constantly on this potter's wheel. Okay, so here's our last stone.
This is Jesus, the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone.
So Jesus is the head cornerstone. At the end of the day, the head of the church is Jesus. It was built on him. So you'll often hear me talk about this guy named who? Jesus, because he's the rock. He's the one that we put into this foundation or into this soup that makes it diverse and that makes it rich and it makes it plentiful for everybody to eat. And we, as the body of Christ, we are those living stones that are the foundation for the world to see Christ. Amen. That stone soup, guys.
Oh,
God, we ask that you would help us to be the disciples and the light and the rock and the foundation in a world that is going through some turmoil and some chaos. Help us to be that stability in the midst of it all. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
This has been Stone Soup with Pastor Mia Richardson from November 10th, 2019. Pastor Mia retells the classic story of stone soup and then uses select scriptural passages related to stones and rocks to create her own special mix of biblical nourishment containing hope and inspiration for all.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.